As we come pretty much to the close of the month of July, the month dedicated to the most precious blood of Jesus, and tomorrow, of course, is the feast of the great founder of the Society of Jesus, of the Company of Jesus, as he called it, St. Ignatius de Loyola. Today, we have the opportunity to celebrate the votive mass of the most precious blood of Jesus in honor of this great gift from God. The God who became man, taking his body and blood from the Immaculate Virgin Mary, and thus there is a very great connection between her and him, and between her and us, especially when we receive Holy Communion. But the precious blood of Jesus is celebrated throughout this month of July. And, of course, every time we go to Mass, every time we go to Communion, we also celebrate the precious blood of Jesus, because it is a sacrament of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ, veiled, as it were, in the chalice and in the hosts that the priests consecrate and the priests and the people receive, if they be worthy. Today also is celebrated the feast of two brothers from Persia. Of course, our minds have been, in the last few months especially, geared towards that part of the world where they came from. They are Saints Abdon and Senan, not particularly well-known saints. And as a result, not very popular, because people, if something is a little bit more difficult, they do not pray to those saints. So if you need prayers answered, go to Saints Abdon and Senan. They were brothers from Persia, and they were converted to Christianity, and they were martyred under the Emperor Decius around the year 254. It was one of the great persecutions of the Catholic Church, and of course there were many, but the greatest ones were from Nero, Marcus Aurelius, Septimus Severus, Decius, and of course the last big one, Diocletian. And then, of course, later on, Julian the Apostate, who was a Catholic and abandoned the Church, a much greater sin even than any of the others. But today we celebrate Saints Abdon and Senan, two young men who were tortured horrendously and then beheaded because the beasts of the circus would not touch them, as happened very often with the martyrs. So today we give thanks to God for these saints, and in particular we give thanks to God for the most precious blood of Jesus, whose litany we have been saying all this month and whose praises the Church sings in that litany and throughout the liturgy, especially this month of July. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.